If you could introduce yourself and give us a little background on what you do.
My name is Kevin Kern, and I'm a recording artist, pianist, and composer in the New Age genre. I've recorded 7 albums for the Real Music label out of Sausalito, California, and I tour extensively in the Far East. Mm-hmm. Over the last 10 years, I've been a loyal sonar user going back to the days of Cakewalk and version 3.0. Over that same period, Cakewalk has been a pioneer in developing and supporting accessibility solutions for the blind community through products like Freedom Scientific's JAWS, Job Access with Speech, and the Cake Talking scripts pioneered by David Pinto of Pasadena, California.
Cool. So you have an approach to technology as an artist that's going to be different than the average artist working on it. You're looking for other solutions. Mm-hmm. To get your the expression out. Let me ask you a couple of questions first. So, before that, you were still an artist before technology.
Yes, I began to play the piano when I was a year and a half. I'm now older than I'd like to admit, I suppose.
That's a long time playing piano. That's great. So, can you go into like how this process came about for you? Like, why the piano? What compelled you to make?
Well, I started playing the piano because my parents received a piano as a housewarming gift. And
you know,
I was about a year and a half old, and suddenly everybody's watching TV, and they hear Silent Night coming from the living room in May. Okay, what's wrong with this picture? So that's where it started, and then I started taking piano lessons when I was 4. The audio cassette was an absolute inspiration because it made it possible to record my piano lessons and learn a tremendous amount of classical literature during my grade school and high school years. And then when I saw the first IBM PC in 1981 with CGA graphics, I saw it draw a circle. And the minute I saw it draw a circle, I thought, if you can draw a circle, you can draw a note head. And if you can draw a note head, you can make it possible to create music without having to use a pen. I have some vision, but not very much. And my first exposure to PCs and what they could do was a product called Jim Miller's Personal Composer, a man who used to live in Hawaii, now late of this life. And then in 1994, I was exposed to my first Cakewalk product, and the world of MIDI composition just exploded. And suddenly I could put my ideas in stereo and hear them come back with remarkable clarity and realism. And then came soft synths and Giga Studio and real-time disc streaming samples of real instruments, and then software synthesizers and XP and now Vista. And I remember the days when 20 megabyte hard disks were a godsend, and now 300 gigabyte, RAID 0, just the world keeps growing and mm-hmm. growing and growing.
A question that I ask a lot of artists that use technology is a pretty simple one. You can take a project and noodle with it till you're 99 years old. How do you know when it's done? How do you know when the project is done?
I don't think technology influences that. I think the ability to self-edit is exactly that, the ability to self-edit. And you either possess that ability or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're done because a melody is perfectly well formed. You know when that moment arrives. And you also know when, try as you might, the idea you're working on just isn't going to happen for you. And it's a discipline to know when to give up and move on, and when to persevere and continue.
Okay.
I hope that's an answer.
No, it does. It is. You're basically saying, know thyself, artist. Mm-hmm. Know your limitations.
Pretty much.
Do you, when you come to a project, do you think about the technology you'll be using in that project beforehand, or does do you start working at the piano, something happens, you get a piece done, and then you apply it to technology?
I used to start at the piano, and some of my pieces still stay at the piano. I mean, I am, first and foremost, an acoustic piano player. So there are times when I will sit in an absolutely darkened room, because occasionally, while I have some vision, the visual world can confuse me if I can't interpret it correctly. Mm-hmm. So I will clear my head by sitting in the dark. And that marriage between me and a perfect Steinway piano will present itself, and out will come the music. Or, in certain cases, I will sit at the computer and I will think about, well, I want to hear something for string orchestra, so I'll pull up my favorite string orchestra and I'll put up some more tracks with some woodwind solos, perhaps, and a nice sampled piano. And I'll be pretty clear what kind of music I want to write, because I've chosen the palette. Okay. So it works both ways, depending. The idea is to be amenable to all of the possibilities and be somewhat disciplined in terms of, if you know that you're going to write a pop ballad, then you know you're not going to need a lot of ethnic percussion instruments or a lot of things that don't fit that style. But usually you know what style you're going to work in before you start.
Okay. How do you approach that in performance?
Generally, when I'm performing, in live performance, I'm only playing the acoustic piano. My composition life doesn't follow me on stage quite so directly. I will prepare written sheet music parts. And in Sibelius, actually.
Okay.
And that's another product that David Pinto, whom I mentioned earlier, has optimized for the blind user using JAWS and his Sibelius speaking product. But in general, there's me, the performer, and me, the composer, and those two people do different things at different times.
Okay. Can you tell me, give you a little description of what kind of project you're working on right now, and maybe take me a little bit through the process?
Sure. Right now, I'm working on my 8th album for the Real Music label, and the acoustic piano will be the centerpiece of that. In the 7 albums that I've prepared for Real Music from 1995 until now, there's only been one song, and it was on the 4th album, that did not have an actual piano in the piece. It was done with a synthesized harp and some vocal sounds and some other sounds from a Kurzweil palette, but usually, almost always...
Excuse me.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We'll add that. Okay. Kurzweil.
Yeah. Usually, the piano will be at the center of it, and I will develop, like I said, if you know what style you're going to work in, you can set up the instruments that you're going to want, and then start with a melody, and then once the melody and the form of the piece present themselves, then you go to the arranging process. In that case, you go, and this is where the big challenge is, if you have the wrong kind of melody, there are standard principles of arranging that say, when this section occurs, the melody should pass from whatever instrument had it to some other instrument, say from piano to violin, or from violin to clarinet, or from one instrument family to another. But there are times when the way the melody is shaped doesn't lend itself to being carved up in discrete sections. And when that happens, you've really got a challenge on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That'll separate the men from the boys real quick.
Definitely. What are some of these solutions you'd like to see technology present to you in the near future? What are some of the things you would suggest to a Cakewalk, to a Microsoft, to whoever, to make my work easier, I need X, Y, and Z?
Well, to begin with, I'd like to say that Cakewalk has been a groundbreaker, a leader in accessibility solutions. No they were first when it came to being responsive and being supportive, and can't say enough about them. Basically, the things that we need, when you look at a computer screen and you take in everything that it's telling you, when you interact with it, your first reaction is probably going to be to grab a mouse and click on something and either drag it somewhere or alter its value or whatever. That's where life gets uncomfortable for us, because we need keyboard accessible solutions to everything that a mouse does. The fact is, the keystrokes are always faster than mouse clicks. Always. But most people don't realize this. Unfortunately, particularly, for example, in the world of VST instruments, because keystrokes are trapped and can't pass through the application, through the host application to the VST instrument interface, we have real problems getting the most out of a VST instrument without a lot of help. In Sonar 6.2, there's a great thing where if you're in the synth rack view of Sonar, you can hit the application key and all the armable parameters show up as a list that you can arrow through, pick the one you want, hit return, you know, enter a value. But in a lot of VST instruments, you can't tab through the fields.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shift tab or control tab forwards and backwards in a circle through the various knobs and sliders and edit fields, even to assign them to remote control. Now, Cakewalk did a lot to ameliorate that by inventing the track template system. So those of us who have sighted assistants occasionally can get our sighted buddies to crank up our favorite soft synths just the way we like them. We can save them as a track template for recall in future projects instead of having to pull up the entire project because it had that one soft synth you really liked in it and then carve away all the stuff you didn't want.
Perfect. Thank you. Any advice on up-and-coming artists that want to basically become you? What would you offer us, you know, the wisdom?
Well, basically,
especially accessibility issues. Like,
well, again, I've been saying for the last 20 years, I wouldn't want to live in any other era than the world in which I live now, because it seems that with every day, a new solution comes. 2 years ago, we had a breakthrough NAMM show by having conversations with Frontier Design Group and Gary Garrethan, Open Labs, what's now Sonovox, what used to be Sonic Implants, and all of these companies took a great interest in what we had to say and what would make their products more accessible to us and in turn more accessible to their core audience. Because if you make something possible for the blind, you make it effortless for the sighted invariably. Okay? So what I think is, you know, as with all endeavors, you have to be well-disciplined, you have to be good at your craft, you have to be willing to put in the time and the effort and the blood, sweat, and tears to succeed and survive. But as far as the accessibility solutions go, and they seem to be just burgeoning with every day, the idea is to make everything on your screen, instead of being a bitmap, make it also or alternatively some kind of text available solution that a screen reader can interrogate and can then dispense that information to the blind user. And if developers adhere to a specific standard, it's much easier to build a house from scratch with these applications and these principles in mind than it is to tear down your drywall and rewire a building because you didn't think of it. And then you sent the product out to market, and then you go, oh man, we have to label all these graphics? Why didn't we do that to begin with?
Exactly.
Does that make any sense?
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So the solutions are out there.
The solutions are out there, and people are discovering that what you do for the blind community also is a benefit to the sighted community, and as far as the blind community goes, we are loyal. When we discover a product that works, we support it, and the word spreads through our community like wildfire. You get a Cakewalk. I bought my first Cakewalk product in 1994. It's 2007. That's 13 years of loyal support, you know, from not just me, but a bunch of users. You get there first. It's no different than getting first to market with any product. But we are a loyal audience, and we appreciate the people that make products available for us.
Do you think this applies? Is there a need for localization in accessibility products? Like, you are an English speaker. If you are speaking French or Chinese or Japanese or Spanish, do these solutions work across the board? Or do
they do work across the board. In fact, I'm part of the beta test group for Cake Talking, which is the accessibility bridge solution that connects Sonar to the blind community.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys on our beta test group who are German, Italian, French, and Dave Pinto has made his solution available in the French version of Windows, in the German version of Windows, and in the Italian version of Windows.
Okay.
And with each of those, because the keyboard layouts have certain vagaries which are different from language to language, he's had to adjust for those.
Mm-hmm.
But he does.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much. This is awesome.